Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Matt Miller, longtime friend of the score. He's Mel Kiper's heir apparent.
Big bodies who are supposed to be guys. He seems to have what I like to call guagi, where you go up and get it. It's a mix of the catch radius and the jumping ability and high pointing the ball. By the way, Matt, I've been trying to make guagi happen as a scouting
attribute.
I'm
going to work on that. Yeah, I'm going to get that in.
Like 7 or 8 years.
If you spell that.
G-U-A-G-I, go up and get it.
I'm going to say that tomorrow on TV.
Oh, my God.
Will you?
Come on, please. Bob. Give me. I need.
Oh my God. Parkins and Spiegel mob. Guagi mob.
Yeah.
Which even predates Parkins and Spiegel.
Oh my God.
How about tight ends? We've seen a great tight end class. I think there's still a ton of meat on the bone when it comes to that position in this class. Jared Wiley, 6'6", 250 pounds, a former quarterback who transferred from Texas.
Here it comes.
You guys heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
Yes! History!
You believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable!
This is my go up and get it guy.
I don't believe what I just saw!
No,
it's one of the greater moments of my life.
Matt, we're thrilled for your success, man, and thank you for making so much time for us.
Yeah, you know, I just went up and got it in my career, so.
You should go.
Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall!
Matt Miller, we love him, long time.
Me love you, long time.
At NFL Draft Scout on Twitter.
I might cry.
You guys heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
We go for one, two, three.
And here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Congrats, man.
Dude, I think Tanny undersold that. I don't believe what I just saw.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think I've been pretty supportive
of your dreams and your hopes and your ambitions
with Guagi and everything else, but I don't think Tanny undersold it.
No, but it's that was amazing, and it was oddly emotional. It was weird. And some listeners said so too. What one guy tweeted at me, he's like,
being serious.
Oh no, one guy said, this really feels like the culmination of my score listening experience. I mean,
day three of the NFL draft.
We made national TV. The dumpling truck is next. That's all I'm saying. We'll get the dumpling truck going, the passenger seat buffet. You know, like out of town stupid is a thing conversationally, but Guagi has meant a lot to a lot of us, Danny. It's meant a lot to a lot of people for a long time.
Yeah, but sometimes you're like, you know, did I have, you know, reverence for the takes on national TV? You're like, what do you care about national TV for? And then there's Matt Miller on a Saturday afternoon, day three of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
You're sleeping in the back seat of a car being driven by Shane Reardon.
It wasn't part of – I was sleeping. I'll never forget where I was when it happened. I was sound asleep as you guys took a picture that completely humiliated and violated me, which hopefully will never be shared.
It has not been shared publicly. It's just violated. You fell asleep in a car with three other media people.
I'm kidding. I don't
everything is content.
I don't really feel violated. At that point, you should have put, like, mustard on me. You know, or like put a
that would have been mean.
Put a Sharpie in my hand and tickled me or something like that and see what happened. But no, it's a Danny. I've always wanted it to be part of the scouting lexicon.
Yeah,
the national scouting lexicon. And we have taken a leap forward in that arena. We're not done. There's more work to do on the Guagi front.
There's more work to do.
Oh, there's more work to do. I'll save it. I'll get it for you later. I've got big plans. I've got dreams. And I do appreciate your support.
Okay, good.
Genuinely.
Good.
And I'm wearing the T-shirt, which you can get.
Yeah, if people can tune into our Twitch and YouTube stream right now. Another shout-out to Kevin Lapka and Connor O'Donnell. They made that show look absolutely incredible for the video broadcast over the weekend. Thank you, everybody, who said, you know what? The hell with Mel Kiper Jr., who ended up giving the Bears a B. And to hell with NFL Network and all those other people. We're locked in with the score. We set record numbers for our digital stuff. It was the most watched score broadcast and all of that on Thursday night. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in. It was spectacular. And it's honestly just the beginning because Bernstein called them the IT team. It is very true. Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze get together in a hallway. After the pick, there's a Bears PR person who says, or hey, guys, take a picture together before they're going to go do their separate interviews. Caleb says, hey, is there a Bears hand signal or something, like an official gesture of Bears fans?
Is this how it went? He asked about it?
Yes, and the audio doesn't really work because the PR person is kind of off camera, so it's very faint, but you can tell what they're saying. Caleb goes, is there like an official hand gesture for the Bears or something?
Mm-hmm.
And the PR person says, no. To which Caleb instantly and immediately puts his hand up like a roaring bear claw. Roma Dunze does the same with the other hand.
Yeah.
They take the picture and it goes viral.
Well, and Caleb has this adorable roar. You could tell he's roaring in the picture. He's a very likable child who is also a great quarterback.
And he has since done it.
Very passionate.
He has since done this bear claw move three or four other times, including on the official NFL Twitter and Instagram account, courtside at a Lakers game.
Saw that one over the weekend. Saw it in our show thread because you sent it to us.
No, I think Tanny actually sent it.
Oh, Tanny, you did.
Yeah, Tanny brought it to my attention and our attention via the show thread. But like, think about who sits courtside at Lakers games. Jack Nicholson, Larry David, Ari Emanuel, Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio, and the quarterback of the Bears?
Marcus, that's getting better now.
And the quarterback of the Bears, so the quarterback of the Bears is there for a LeBron playoff game, national TV, courtside among the rich and famous, and he's repping the Bears via the Bears' hand gesture.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah, he hasn't played yet. I think he's going to be really effing good, but dude is a star. He's a big-time star already around the world.
And he seems, and this is how Tanny shared the message, and it's true, like, he seems to love being a Bear, and he's making the Bears cool. That is a tremendous accomplishment. Just like on its own, like through force of personality, we've known he's going to be a Bear for forever. We know that he's a big story. We haven't seen him complete a pass or throw a touchdown yet. But the guy is he is going to, through sheer force of personality and magnetism of Caleb Williams and everything that comes with it, he is going to make the Bears cool and relevant.
You know, it's interesting, and there will, of course, be some pushback. I agree with all of that, by the way, that it's going to be cool. He's cool and relevant on the national stage. And a texter says that right now Caleb is the background of the NFL's Twitter account, that Caleb is the background photo. But even just locally here, like as it was all going down the other night after the draft, and I think I had tweeted out that picture that you're talking about with the bear claw, and somebody tweeted back and said, we're all falling for a kid. Like, there's a love affair that's going on with Bears fandom.
That's sports.
It is sports.
That's sports.
You fall for somebody.
Well, no, and it's dominated by young people.
Mm-hmm. And there's
dominated by young people.
There's something idealistic about it. There's some way that it connects to our own youths, misspent or not. There's something, you know, dreamlike about it and how this could be the prodigy that changes everything. And we do that in sports a lot. You know, I've done it with young pitchers my entire life. You know, it's and sometimes you don't give in full, or sometimes you think that even if somebody's great, it might not change everything. But this guy literally has the chance to change everything.
Yeah.
If he's great because of the nature of the sport and the position.
The sport, the position. He's not the quarterback of the Patriots, where they just had Tom Brady. He's the quarterback of the Bears, where we've had nobody ever in the history of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real low bar to be the best that Chicago's ever seen. And then you start talking about MVPs and Super Bowls and NFC championships and all that sort of thing. But just to be the best that this city has ever seen, we could know that by week two. You know, if he comes in and he's got 550 passing yards and 5 touchdowns in his first 2 games, we're like, oh, okay, it's over. Got a guy.
A point of clarity, though, about the Bear Claw is that Don Wachter, who goes by Bear Man and has been a season ticket holder since 1985 and has been focused on by media at different times since the 90s.
Oh, stop.
Is the guy who started doing the Bear Claw towards the camera. So I don't know if that
this is
if that PR person that Caleb was talking to, like, was influenced by Don Wachter, Bear Man.
It wasn't.
But
this is
the reality of it, is that Bear Man deserves his respect. My friend, you can't just come to town and steal the Bear Claw from Bear Man, who's been doing it around these parts for more than 30 years. You can't just take it and call it your own.
First of all,
this guy Williams.
First of all, yes, he can. Yes, he can.
He can?
Okay, because he just did.
You know, Don Wachter was named a finalist for the Hall of Fans in 2019, and Brian Urlacher flew to his house. Must have been big for Don.
Hey, by the way,
how the hell did Brian Urlacher to Bear Man's house?
It's even more interesting than that.
It's less
put him and Paris Hilton on a plane.
And good for Don. Good for Bear Man.
I'm off by a decade.
I got nothing against Bear Man.
You do? You do?
Nothing against Bear Man.
Okay.
But here's the difference to the well actually virgins among us who are saying that's for you, Shane, that Don, the Bear Man, is actually Glyvin. He's actually the inventor of the Bear Claw.
That's right.
He's not courtside at a Lakers game.
Yeah.
He didn't make it cool. He's a guy who dresses up in a costume and parks in the Waldron lot.
He ought to be, though. Could you imagine Bear Man courtside at any basketball game? Just, what would your brain do if you saw him in full regalia?
There's Rihanna. There's Rihanna. Uh-huh. And Bear Man.
One texter says, Bear Man erasure will not stand.
It's just
another
so
one, though, says this, where I think you are. Bear Man had his chance to make it cool. Clearly, he failed.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that
he's had a lot of years.
I'm guessing if we talked to Bear Man, Bear Man would be fine with Caleb doing it and taking credit for it.
But he probably would be. Like, imagine him sitting like courtside. Hey, you guys got any honey? I really need a pot of honey.
Sir, you're not actually a bear.
Just so you know.
Yeah,
sir.
No, I need honey.
It's just so ridiculous.
There's two more of them. Here's the thing about Caleb,
Bear
though.
Man actually created it. No, I'm pretty sure Caleb Williams did.
Well,
I will erase Bear Man in the claw.
No,
I'll do it.
He thought he created it. It's like when we thought we created free tickets to Carrot Top, because Carrot Top did that the next night.
Yeah.
We thought we created it, but it had been in his act for 30 years, you know? So
we're all big fans of Carrot Top, but missed that part of his act.
You were the only guy who thought we created that.
Oh, I don't believe that to be the case.
No, it was you.
You did not, Tanny. You did not think that he put that in
Tanny,
his act.
Come on,
because we were
Tanny, I believe, is drinking a 2-gallon margarita.
Yeah, you get enough of those in me, I'll think pretty much anything. You want.
All right, so it was 56 ounces, and it was a mojito.
Oh, okay.
It was not a margarita. We both had one. I was also high as a mojito.
mother.
Yeah, you were. You were the loudest person in the theater by far.
Someone had to tell Carrot Top he was funny, dude.
It was funny.
It was going to be me that night.
Yeah, oh, God, you were so loud. All right.
So Bearman did that. Here's the thing about Caleb, though.
Caleb did
I fully believe that if Caleb was confronted with the fact that this has existed for a while and a guy named Bearman has the intellectual rights to it, he would say, oh, all due respect to Bearman. You must pay homage to the ones who have gone before. And I am just walking in the shadow of the steps that Bearman has walked before because Caleb is smart like that. And truth be told, just like Tanny's Open on Friday, he played the Mike Ditka cut of the past is for cowards and losers.
Yeah.
And it's ironic to be like looking towards a new chapter of Bearsdom while also acknowledging Ditka in the Open saying the past is for cowards and losers. It's kind of how I feel about Caleb and Bearman.
I don't believe in living in the past. I think the past is for cowards. You live in the past, you die in the past.
The head coach of Alabama football, Kalen DeBoer, was Roma Dunze's coach last year. He joins us at 3 o'clock. I got one big problem with the selection of the punter. It's next on The Score.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
You got to get Ann on record about Torrey Taylor. If you were the Bears, would you use a pick on Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I don't think the Bears have enough picks and have enough depth of talent to use a pick on a punter, but I wouldn't hammer him for it because, man, he's good. I mean, a fourth-round pick on a punter is a little bit rich, but if you're going to do it on anybody, man, I made the case for Torrey Taylor to win the Heisman last year for everything he dealt with that Iowa offense.
What?
Getting them out of trouble over and over again.
Do you have a vote?
I do. Yeah.
Did you vote for him?
I didn't end up voting for him.
This guy's thinking about voting for punters for Heisman, and I can't get a vote. It's a real outrage out here. Anthony Heron was all over it. We talked to Ant and Wani about it. Wani, would you draft a punter in the fourth round? Ah, please, I'd draft one in the second round. Biggs was all over it with Mully and Haw leading up to the draft. They've done it. I've watched the videos of the guy. He's very, very impressive.
Dude, the highlight reel from the entire year is outrageous. There's so many great, great punts in very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, like when that kangaroo was rushing him, he's like, nope, let's put another punt on the Bobby.
That was surprising that he was able to overcome that kind of distraction.
Yeah, they hit hard.
Yeah, kangaroos are very scary. My problem with it?
Why you have a problem?
I got a problem with it. It's a little offensive.
What do you mean it's offensive?
To whom?
To Caleb Williams.
What are you talking about? Why is it offensive?
Why are they ever going to need to punt?
Oh, God. I get it. That's what Caleb said to him, right? Didn't he text him?
Got him.
Caleb fumbles a lot. People forget that. He fumbled a ton.
Well, you don't punt when you fumble.
Thank you.
You might.
Dr. Football.
You might.
For whiteboarding.
Wait, when you lose yards.
There are reasons to punt when you fumble.
Yeah.
But he's so good, he'll get it back. Every time he fumbles, he'll get it back.
He steals the ball from the running back like he does the defense.
Yeah. Danny's tease would just set up a joke.
That's right.
Danny's tease.
That's right.
Not funny.
Here's Richard Hightower, H-Mac.
Hey, Torrey, how you doing, man?
What?
Who is H-Mac?
No! H-Mac. There's no Mac anywhere near Richard Hightower's name.
There's H-Mac. It's H-T. Now, but Grandpa Floose is the king of the nicknames.
I'm sure there's a reason.
Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a reason HT is H-Mac. I just don't know what it is. Does anybody know?
Here's Richard Hightower, H-Mac.
Hey, Torrey, how you doing, man?
No, dude.
It's HT.
Also, HT wearing like the giveaway hat that the Bears are doing for the players and the people at the draft party.
You don't make as much as a special teams coach as some of the other coaches do.
Yeah, no, I don't really make anything.
Yeah, I don't think. But I love that they drafted a punter. It is a weapon for everybody. It's a weapon for all of us. It is confident. It's going to be hard to make this team. Like, is a single undrafted free agent going to make this team? You know, I don't even know, but.
Hopefully not.
This punter, I think there's one actually who might make this team, but I can get to that another time. But like this guy is going to be a weapon for everybody. And Iowa has a culture of punt appreciation where they have like punting is winning t-shirts and I cheer for the punter t-shirts. I'm ready. I'm ready for that to come to Bearsdom. because this guy, I think, is going to be very, very, very good, and that's going to be really fun to have a truly great punter from the get-go.
I hope he's great. I have no idea if he will be. The highlights suggest that he will be. People who watched a ton of Iowa football, good for you, but that suggests that he will be. I'm shocked that the Bears did it because of what Ant said in that clip when we were previewing it. I know it's going to be hard to make the team, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard to make the team.
Well, they traded back in and got themselves a young edge rusher, and there might be a veteran free agent because there are a lot of those still out there, whether it's Emmanuel Ogba or Calais Campbell in the middle of the line who wants to play another year. There might be some other defensive lineman that they'll add as a vet. Could be as soon as today or tomorrow. But I just this dude might have figured it out. You think he figured it out?
The only thing, no, I don't think that he figured it
out.
You
don't think so?
Listen, this is the second draft pick Ryan Poles has used on a punter. He drafted Trenton Gill 2 years ago. Now he's using.
All right, well, he sucks, obviously.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's an extreme amount of resources to put towards a punter. Mm-hmm. He used a fourth round pick to replace a seventh round pick at punter, and he's only been here for three drafts, and he's used two picks on a punter.
Yeah.
So this is an outlier.
But seventh round picks, I was told by a guy who told me not to worry about even fifth round picks, throws.
I understand.
I forget who that was who told me that, though.
I understand, but I'd rather throw a dart at a position.
It is a possession.
Is this not Ryan Poles just grabbing his penis and putting it on the table?
The punter's penis?
Yeah. No, his own. We are done. Here's the best punter that the league has seen since, who's the kid? Tommy.
Tommy Maddox.
Wishnesky?
Tommy Tuto.
The 49ers punter, right?
Yes, this
is the best punter the league has seen since then.
I believe it's Mitch Wishnesky. I believe.
I'm sure.
Mitch Wisniewski.
Listen, I'm kidding about the Caleb thing. I'm sure this guy is going to be great. I'm sure they'll punt once or twice.
No, Danny, it's going to be embarrassing when they play Green Bay and like, oh, here's all the Bears punters they've had since Daniel Whalen's been here. And it's two. They've had two. Yeah.
Look, I was reading an excerpt.
Sid Luckman could not punt like this.
I was reading an excerpt this morning from Football Kicking and Punting by Ray Guy and Rick Sang. I was. And there are a variety of techniques. There's drop punting. There's spiral punting. There's, of course, the coffin corner in different ways. And this dude seems to have all of them figured out, has this unbelievable level of control that is unique. And I'm here for it. It is a weapon for complimentary football, and maybe I think it could be great.
The new head coach at Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, is going to talk Roma Dunze because he was the coach at Washington for him. Next on The Score.
The one word that stands out to me is complimentary football.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.